Stephen James Kavanaugh III had been born with ovaries, but her father refused to see her as anything but the son he would never have. From her name to her namesake's omnipotent position as the Alameda County Sheriff, she had understood, from the cradle, that despite her being female, she would follow in the illustrious footsteps of five generations of Kavanaugh men to excel in a law enforcement career. Nothing less than chief or sheriff at retirement was acceptable. It had been drilled into her that as a woman, she would have to work twice as hard for half the respect a man earned just by having a dick. There was no margin for error. It would shame the name. Despite his death 5 years ago, Sheriff Kavanaugh's deep, authoritative voice still droned in her ears.
"Don't be anyone's gossip, Stevie. Never show weakness, Stevie. Never give anyone ammunition to use against you, Stevie. Identify your weaknesses and make them your strengths, Stevie."
And the hard, fast rule, the one to never break?
"Never disgrace the badge, Stevie."
A slow, cynical smile cracked her serious face. How disgraceful would her father think her behavior was as she sat here, watching a suspected killer jerk off through a high-powered video camera? The smile faded. Not at all, because the shame would not be that she was watching a naked man pleasure himself, but that she had not made an arrest in one of Northern California's most notorious murder sprees. The pressure to make an arrest infused every facet of her existence. It hung around her neck like a 1,000-pound yoke. No one pressured her more than herself. Nervous she would get caught gawking, she pulled away from the camera she had been looking through, glanced over her shoulder, and let out a small sigh of relief. The last thing she wanted was to give anyone, especially the men she worked with, a reason to rib her. She'd earned the Iron Maiden moniker because everything about the term was true about her. She was hard, cold, and impenetrable, and if anyone got too close, they felt the sharp bite of her resolve. She'd worked her ass off, graduating as high school valedictorian a year early. She'd earned her bachelor's before she was 20. On her 21st birthday, she entered the police academy. Of course, the sheriff's daughter graduated top of her class. Nothing less was acceptable. She'd accomplished so much by graduation that she felt like she was 80, not almost 2 years out of her teens. God, she had been so serious then, and for all of her knowledge and accomplishments, so very naive when it came to men. She was smarter now. The scar tissue entwined around her heart was a reminder of the consequence of trust. It was the kind of scar tissue that resulted from giving yourself over to a man who had shone his light on the darkest part of you, a part of you that you didn't know existed until he revealed it, a part of you that, once tapped, changed everything. The way you saw the world, the way you lived, the way you trusted, or would never trust again. He had shown her the light only to take it away. Stevie settled back into the camera and watched her subject stroke himself. She'd been accused of being frigid because she didn't date, much less flirt. Stevie wasn't frigid. Jack had shown her she was far from it. She wasn't antisocial, either. She was simply not interested in any type of relationship, even the most casual. For a relationship to work, she would have to expose herself once more. That would give people power over her. She would never hand over her power. Not again. She sure as hell liked to tempt fate in other ways, though. Stevie lived on the physical edge of the tightrope of life. She got her rocks off, jumping out of planes, climbing mountains, and chasing bad guys through the mean streets of Oakland. But she didn't do emotional. Jack had made quick work of that. Had she adhered to the Kavanaugh commandments, her heart would still be intact. Yet, years later, despite what she knew, she still felt the sting of longing for the man who had known what she'd needed, even when she hadn't, then left her in the middle of the night, taking her need with him.